Most of Australia is looking at fine weather tomorrow for Christmas Day, so it's more than likely that there will be a lot of outdoor activities around tomorrow in parks and backyards across the country. But some backyards are also the site of tension. Perhaps there's a dispute with a neighbour over a boundary line tree. Perhaps there's one that's dropping fruit or leaves into your gutter. Or maybe the neighbour's complaining that your beautiful scribbly gum is growing over their side of the fence. In Victoria, neighbourhood tree disputes are so common that the state's main resolution body receives 10 calls a day from bickering neighbours. The Law Reform Commission of Victoria is looking to overhaul the state's confusing and outdated laws to bring them into line with those in New South Wales and Queensland. RN's Jeremy Story-Carter spoke with Victoria Teeburger, who was in conflict over a tree with her neighbour in the quaint town of Daylesford.
So there was a vacant block next door. We came up one weekend and this tree, which had been pretty much on the fence line with a vacant block, was gone. There had been
Completely gone,
towed away, chopped up, no trace of it. There'd been no discussion beforehand. All they had said to us was that they would be doing some work on the fence line. And this tree, we think, was 80 or 100 years old. It was a big conifer, it was beautiful. And it actually blocked quite a bit of that vacant block from our point of view.
How's it made you feel about your property? And, you know, this is an escape from the city. It's meant to be quite a calming place. How's it made you feel about that property and your neighbours?
Well, it's really chipping away at the edges, isn't it? Because we go up there for a rural atmosphere. So, look, I was really upset. It was almost a bit of vandalism to the local area because we're on the edge of town. It's very quiet and rural. And the trees and the green and there's a little creek there. It's all part of the ambience of why we're there.
Now, Aldo Taranto's story comes somewhat from the other side of the fence. He wanted to cut down what he considered were dangerous trees on both his and his neighbour's properties. The dispute dragged on for a decade and in the end prompted Aldo to sell his home.
I'd rather make that decision myself rather than go through such a stressful and emotional type of process. What if we would have won or what if we would have lost? We were going to be neighbours and I just don't think that would have been a good start to living in an area where we wanted to live. I have absolutely no ill feeling towards our neighbours. I think, if anything, we're simply victims of a system or a process that needs addressing.
Thank you for calling the Dispute Settlement Centre of Victoria. To help us provide...
Victoria and Aldo's cases are far from rare. In fact, they're remarkably common. If you have a tree dispute in Victoria with your neighbour, you might be referred to the state government's Dispute Settlement Centre, who get a staggering number of calls from neighbours every day. Dana Bond is the director of the centre.
So in the last financial year, in 2016-17, we had approximately 3,500 people contact us to talk about a tree issue.
3,500? That's almost 9 to 10 a day. That's heaps.
Well, it shows that people across Victoria are really interested to understand their rights and responsibilities in regards to a tree. The type of calls that we might get is just really wanting to understand who's responsible for an overhanging branch or maybe concerned that somebody's tree leaves or fruit is falling over into their section, all the way through to a tree might have grown too big and is really causing damage to a fence or someone's drainage.
But in Victoria, if you can't settle your dispute with your neighbour, you're likely to end up in the normal court system. It's one of the reasons the Victorian Law Reform Commission is conducting an inquiry to see if it can develop clear, modern legislation and a cheap, easy-to-access tribunal system, similar to that already in operation in New South Wales and Queensland. Philip Cummins is the chair of the Law Reform Commission.
The law in Victoria on tree disputes is hard to find. When you find it, it is hard to understand, and then it is hard to apply. Often, clear legislation is the best method of bringing it all together. Everyone knows what it is, they know where they stand, they know the pathways and the methods. So often, not always, legislation is the clearest answer.
That's Justice Philip Cummins from the chair of the Victorian Law Reform Commission, ending that report by Jeremy Story-Carter. And you can hear more about tree disputes between neighbours on the Law Report tomorrow afternoon at 5:30.